Dr. Yogi Goswami is a chemical engineering professor and co-director for the Clean Energy Research Center at University of South Florida. He is doing research for solar thermal power, for bulk power, and distributed generation. He discussed the possibilities of implementing solar power throughout Florida.
Feed-in law is where if you put solar power systems, photovoltaic systems, you put that electricity into the grid, and you get paid a lot more than what you pay for the grid electricity. So that it's so attractive that people would rather, instead of putting money in the bank, they would put money in that system.
Goswami believes the U.S. can do better than it has in the global race for energy independence.
See, in the U.S., we have systems which are naturally very expensive. In China, I mean, that's the biggest market right now for solar water heaters. There, people cannot afford as much as we can afford over here. But when people start putting solar water heaters over there, it can be done here also.
Goswami discussed the possibility of a public utility, such as Gainesville Regional Utility, financing solar hot water heaters.
Utilities can sell to other utilities at a much higher price. So when you do that, the market will expand so much because everybody will want to have that. That brings manufacturers into the state. That brings salespeople and all of the employment that associated with it. This was in Gainesville. They're the first utility in the country to put in feed-in tariffs. That means if you put photovoltaic on your roof and you feed that electricity back into the grid, you get 26 cents a kilowatt hour for your electricity. And that's on top of all of the federal and state incentives you can get. So that's so attractive that their program is already oversubscribed.
Finding funds for researching new technology remains a challenge.
When the Department of Energy zeroed out thermal energy storage budget, that meant they were telling all the researchers, this is not an area to focus on. For solar energy to really become meaningful in grid power, it has to have storage.
Right.
Companies have started putting money, and they're putting billions of dollars now. But you know, you can't just develop things overnight.
No.
So that's the problem.
This Saturday, CERC at University of South Florida is organizing Tampa Bay's Solar Home Tour, which aims to introduce communities to solar technologies and energy efficiency. It starts at 10 a.m. at Research Park on campus. You can learn more at tampasolartour.blogspot.com. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.